667 calling up on 3rd and Madison.
And 667, good morning.
Hi, good morning. So when I service a stop, the door interlock system isn't disengaging like it should. And I'm having to like, it's progressively gotten worse over this, just this trip even. And I'm having to take the time, like 2 minutes to try and get it to release.
Well, 2 minutes is way too much, but those 3700s are horrible. They have like a 5 or 10 second delay. Obviously, 2 minutes is way too much. And that's front door and back door?
Yeah, it's when I open either or both of them, it doesn't disengage. It's a chore to get it unlocked or working again. 2 minutes might have been an exaggeration, but it's a lot longer than what it should have been.
Any lights or gauges on indicating any kind of an issue?
That is a negative.
Okay, and that bus has obviously been out there since 4 something this morning. So has it pretty much just been this trip, or has it been getting progressively worse through some of the other trips too?
Well, I'm line training, and he's done a lot of the driving, but I've noticed it just on this trip. Have you noticed it? He said, yeah, he has, and it's just been getting worse this trip.
It's a sensor. It's a sensor on those doors, and the more you try to get it early, the more it messes up the sensor on there. Now, you can get it back to the factory settings by doing a battery reset. Shutting everything down for at least 4 minutes. We'll put everything back to where it was. But just be aware, I know it's new 3700s, and all the new buses we're going to get, they have a longer delay on that door. Try that. If that doesn't work, let me know, and I'll try to find you a new bus. It'll be hard to get a Merlo bus on that run, but I'll try.
All right, copy that. Do you want me to just do the battery reset when we get up to Goose Hollow? We're almost up there.
Well, that'll put you on your follower's time. But, yeah, let's do that. And then